everybody. If we could get started, I guess we'd kind of like to go around the table here and get everybody's name and who you're with and get an idea of who's here. So I get started. I'm Ron London. I'm the executive director of the Area Planning Commission.
Sam Gross with Evans Valencia.
I'm Aaron Schreiber with Evans Valencia.
Say it to who's under with Evans Valencia.
Brent Schmidt, city engineer for Evans
Valencia. Sean Lowe, and Doc.
Warren Ailey, and Doc.
Phil Hydeborn, and I'm with Evans Valencia.
Sean Hayden, and Sean Lowe.
Chris and Matthews, Public Health Council.
John Pepper, 63rd license assessor, and it's all the technical space department. Tom Kepin with Ward Trails.
Terry Aiken with Evans Valencia.
And I'm on the phone, and Doc.
You're shooting on Evans Valencia.
Sarah Ornelas, and Doc.
Tom Sol, and we're running again.
Jay Mitchell, and Doc.
Michelle Allen, federal president.
Justin Dowd, and Doc Munson.
Susan Lynn.
I guess we'll get started here. But we have a motion for approval of minutes from last meeting.
So moved.
Second.
And a second. Everybody in favor? Say aye.
Aye. Anyone opposed? All right, let's pass. Old business plan.
All right, project update. In your packet, you'll find the project update for July. The Covert Avenue Road Diet, the consultant is working on stage one plan design. When they get that finished, and we'll submit that to the city engineer. The Weinbach Avenue Road Diet, stage one design plan, and the documentation has been completed and submitted to the city, and the environmental notices have been sent. Moving on to page two, the pedestrian overpass at Van Avenue. Excavation of the embassy wall leveling pads is complete and the contractor is pouring the pads. Embassy wall construction will begin once the leveling pads are complete. And I believe the wall construction is started on the south side. Pigeon Creek Greenway project. The ARC Glenwood High Rail Corridor has been divided into two phases. The High Rail Corridor will be one phase, and then the connection between the High Rail Corridor and the downtown segment will be a second phase. The High Rail Corridor, they've selected the Rock Mueller route to complete the design, so they'll pick up where their previous designer left off, and they'll complete the design for letting, and in order to proceed to Rock Mueller route has been given.
People say drop the school project construction is underway and approximately 45%. In Vandenberg County, the Burkhart, Virginia intersection improvement project, phase two of construction is underway, and phase two involves work being done on the east side of Burkhart Road, and then north of Virginia on the west side of Burkhart Road. And I'm guessing that everybody's been through there at least once, right? So you see it. Green River Road widening from Millersburg to Kansas is 94% complete and is expected to be finished by the end of July. Maryland Street Bridge, work on the west end of the bridge is continuing. Temple Road widening, appraisals are underway and offers are being made to the property owners. In the town of Newburgh, pavement design has been approved for the Newburgh Rivertown Trail. And offers and spreadway negotiations still underway for that project. The sign replacement project, TransMap has provided their retro receptivity data to the town, and the town is still negotiating with the consultant for the design plan. In Warren County, the Lincoln Avenue Project Phase 3, an environmental additional information document has been approved, and the right-of-way activities are underway. For Oak Grove Road, Phase 2, it is on a September 2nd letting, and all documentation has been approved and submitted, and it's ready for that letting. Phase 3, a supplemental contract for right-of-way engineering and final design has been approved by the county, and the consultant is working to schedule a public information meeting for later this summer. For NDOT projects, the 41 Lloyd Expressway interchange, construction is continuing there on the southeast loops and connectors, the pedestrian bridge, the bridge itself. I mean, there's a lot of activity going on out there. And the project is still on target to be substantially complete by September 15th. And then the 41 corridor project to move on Harmony at Chippewa Branch. Due to weather delays, the completion date has been revised to late September of this year, and currently the figure 68 intersection is under construction. And that is the last of the updates that we have this month. So are there any questions about these projects or any of the other projects?
All right, seeing none, I guess we'll move on to new business.
Yes, the Ward County School Corporation and the Ward County Commissioners have submitted to the NCO an application for transportation alternative funding, and they're requesting $100 million in TAP funding to construct about a mile and a fourth worth of biking and walking trails in the county. And this project would connect Castle High School with North and South Middle School and the Elementary School across from 261. We did want to point out, though, that about a fourth mile segment leading down to South Middle School is outside of our urban area boundary. But because of the importance of that piece in the network, it is eligible for our TAP funding. Tom Kimple is also here with the Ward Wellness Pathways organization, and if you have any questions, hopefully the two of us can be able to answer them.
So this is going to connect all the middle school that's okay.
There's a map on the second page that kind of shows the Castle North Middle School, Castle South Middle School, and then Elementary School just west of 251 and Castle West Middle School. It'd be a very, very connected network between schools. So. We're asking for approval.
Does anybody have any questions or comments or anything on this? Do we have a motion to approve? I mean, we have a second. Okay. So we have a second. All in favor. All in favor, say aye, please.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Seeing none, we see the motion passed. So we'll move on to
you should have the list of the projects in your packet. These all four amendments have been requested by NDOT. The first one is for culvert clean and repair on various facilities in our area. The request is for preliminary engineering fiscal year 2016 at a total cost of $150,000 and construction in 18 at a total cost of $807,000, and it will be 80-20 split. The second facility is Figure 161 over Otter Creek. It's a bridge that overlays small structure pipelining project. Preliminary engineering in 2016 at a total cost of $271,000. Construction in 18 at a cost of $984,000. Again, 80-20 split. The third is on Figure 2 west of 41, a small structure pipelining project. PE and 16 at a cost of $47,100 and construction 18 at a total cost of $170,000, again 80-20 split. And then the final project is for preliminary engineering work to do some environmental mitigation. The PE cost is in 16 at a total of $67,000, and that would be the 80-20 split as well.
Does anyone have any questions on any one of these individual projects? Any comments?
we need to vote on each one individually to tell if it was approved.
And do it after.
Do it after, okay. Well, I guess we have a motion to approve TIP amendments FY 2013-2016 and 2016-2019 TIP amendments. We have a motion to approve.
So moved.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Okay. Since we have a second, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Seeing none, motion passes. So, do we have any, anybody like to make any comments, suggestions, anything from anyone?
I just wanted to make a comment that in that process right here, we're going through our process and their process to make it more efficient. If anybody has any questions, any comments for them, they'd be happy. I'm sure speaking for them, they're happy to answer or take it back with them. This is a good time.
I would say you probably don't get this many MDOT people on the radio.
Yeah.
I would
try to
get many MDOT people on the radio. All right, well, if no one has anything, I guess we'll make a motion to adjourn and so forth. All right, thank you. Thank you all.